Your Touchstone. Hi, I'm James Lynch, and welcome to this Park Books Update moment. This is in the series called The Lion, The Leader, and Sage, Part 2. What is a touchstone? Why is it so important, especially back in the older days, where basically the touchstone was a piece of metal, or stone, if you will? Well, if someone was to do business with you, of course you have the scales, but also if someone was to do business where the commerce or the currency that was going to be used was metal. So let's say that you had some gold, okay, a certain size and a certain weight, and it was already established. This certain size and weight of gold will get you 2 sheep, maybe 3 sheep, 4 sheep, okay? Now, how would you be able to prove that this little piece of metal of gold was pure, you see? Because anybody could have said back then, you know, from the con men to other types of persons who had underlying or underhanded and nefarious reasons to make something look like it was pure gold so that they could get maybe, let's say, 4 sheep, but it wasn't, okay? How would you prove that? Well, back in the olden days, of course, you had men certified metal workers and even down to our day machinists where they would actually make sure they would make you something. Let's say a gold ring. You would have a pure gold ring that, you know, you actually went and got it certified by the register or the metal worker or what have you, that with the certificate, you see, and your gold ring that you either wore on your finger or even around your neck, that when you went to do business, you took that along with your touchstone, which was this type of metal that it was a finely grained metal that, again, it had edges in it that you wouldn't be able to see, but they were high enough that if you took the gold of somebody and rubbed it across, then you could see the gold metal, okay, residual from it on the stone. What you would do then is actually take your gold ring, which you know is already certified and it is pure, and when you rub it beside that, you will end up seeing, okay, look how shiny, look how pure my gold ring is. Now, the other mark that you already rubbed on the touchstone, if it didn't look like your pure gold ring, what would that tell you? Hey, you got some impurities in this piece of metal or this coin that you just gave me. It is not pure gold. It is not worth my 4 sheep that I'm going to share with you. See? And so a touchstone, once again, verified that something was pure. And it was the final authority, of course, with your certificate that shows that, okay, now I said, if you have a pure gold for this weight and size, you get 4 sheep, but you don't have that. So what I'm really seeing from these type of impurities that you have in it is, and the color is not matching with mine, it's probably only worth 1 sheep. Do you want to make a deal that way? All right. Or because you found out that the person is a criminal or thief altogether, then you know not to do business with that person at all because they were not, you see, upfront with you as far as the purity of their gold. Why is this so important today? Where a touchstone sometimes is used in a figure of speech way to designate that, look, we know these are the proven facts here. These are the certified facts and what we have found out for this or that. And it is designated that if we do this universal fact, you know, I like to say universal principle on this matter, then guess what? It truly is worth this. So, how is that figure of speech used? It is sometimes used to say, what is the touchstone of your beliefs? What is the touchstone of your faith? How do you know it is worth this much? How do you know it is worth that much? How do you know that when a person says, okay, if you do this, then this is actually telling me, yes, I'm going to have spiritual abundance or bountiful abundance for this or that? Is it based off of something that's credible? Let me go one more step further. You've heard me often mention that people are either spiritual, spiritistic, or both. By examining, getting yourself a spiritual touchstone, you will be able to tell the difference. Okay, is my BS or belief system on a good way? Because normally when it says BS, sometimes, you know, when it's not pure, then the BS means something else. But when it's something that's really based off of the universal principle, the grand creator himself, guess what? It is then not in a derogatory BS, but it is a certified, faithful belief system that will get you those four fine sheep, and you won't be considered a criminal at all. Thank you for being here for this part two of the Lion, Leader, and Sage, and in this Park Books Update moment. And I look forward to having further discussions with you. And thank you again for sharing, for subscribing on SoundCloud now, and Spotify, iHeartRadio, etc. You have a wonderful, wonderful day.